This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. YouTube used to be a place that was mostly about curiosities, bits of original unedited video clips by amateurs. Then people started getting serious. The amateurs started getting famous because of what and how much video they were putting on the website. YouTube started selling ads on all those videos and giving some of that money to creators. Leslie Kaufman is a media reporter for the New York Times. She wrote a story this week on how hard it can still be to make the big bucks, even when you're a super YouTuber. Leslie, thanks for chatting with us.
My pleasure to be here.
Can you just explain to me first how people make money on YouTube?
Well, there are a variety of ways, but the way I think that most people know about is if you put content up on YouTube, they will give you a button to press and you say, you may sell ads against my content and I will keep some percentage of that money and you will keep some percentage of that money.
And the idea is that they'll sell ads that, you know, run before the video starts.
Exactly. That maddening 15 to 30 second ad that you must watch before you get the music video you actually want to listen to.
How are people doing, people who are hoping to be self-made YouTube stars?
Right. So when YouTube first started, it really didn't have a promise of making money. It's like everyone, you throw your stuff up and it'll just be fun. But over time, YouTube has come to understand that it wants lots of revenue. And the way it gets revenue is high-quality content. So it made this essential implicit deal, which is you give us high-quality content and we'll get ads for you. The problem is it has not been in the viewership. YouTube is huge and continues to grow. It's coming online so fast in terms of viewership that it's hard to imagine, but it's also coming online in terms of content. So there's so much content coming on that they cannot sell the inventory out to advertisers. So it is very hard to make income there, especially if you're putting any amount of money into your content.
That is kind of a rock and a hard place problem for some smaller content creators.
I mean, the woman who's the star of our story, who's working very hard, and she's actually a little discouraged about our future. I mean, she still makes six figures. She's still making between $100,000 and $130,000. I think there are a lot of people who might look at that number and be pretty excited, especially if you saw the kind of sort of homemade videos she makes out of her home a lot of the time, though she, too, has upped her quality.
This is Olga Kay. She's a former juggler.
Yes, she's a former juggler from Russia.
Hey, Mush Army, it's me, Olga Kay. Welcome back to Mushville Channel. And we're continuing here with the
She arrives in the United States and is making a living of six figures out of her living room playing video games and selling makeup. It's kind of a crazy world.
Leslie Kaufman is a media reporter at the New York Times. Leslie, thank you very much.
Thank you.